Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is a nizam of our beloved Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahad Daun Barakatuhum. And the title of this nizam is Apne Malik Ko Razi Kare Khub Hum. जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान ही जानवर से वो कम, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान ही जानवर से वो कम। दोस्तों सुन लो तुम कुछ मेरी दास्तां, दोस्तों सुन लो तुम कुछ मेरी दास्तां, एक दिन फिर नहीं होंगे दुनिया में हम, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान ही जानवर से वो कम। खाके तन में नहीं है अगर दर्द दिल, खाके तन में नहीं है अगर दर्द दिल, कोई कीमत नहीं खाक है सिर्फ हम, कोई कीमत नहीं खाक है सिर्फ हम, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान ही जानवर से वो कम। दो जहां में कोई मेरी कीमत नहीं, दो जहां में कोई मेरी कीमत नहीं, हाँ अगर आपकी हो निगाह करम, सोहबत अहले दिल से मिला दर्द दिल, सोहबत अहले दिल से मिला दर्द दिल, वरना पाते कहाँ से ये दौलत भी हम, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान ही जानवर से वो कम। दर्द दिल सीखना है अगर दोस्तों, दर्द दिल सीखना है अगर दोस्तों, साथ मेरी रहो फिर सिखाएंगे हम, साथ मेरी रहो फिर सिखाएंगे हम। सारे अरबो समा और शम्सो कमर, सारे अरबो समा और शम्सो कमर, देख कर पाएगी अपने खालिक को हम, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान ही जानवर से वो कम। दिल के मिलने بات کچھ اور ہی دل کے ملنے کی ہے, بات کچھ اور ہی ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم. سختی عاشق کی ہے فنا کے لیے, سختی عاشق کی ہے فنا کے لیے, مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم. اختر بے نوا کی صدائے سنو, اختر بے نوا کی صدائے سنو, اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم, اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم, اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. First we try and translate this. And even if we had come just to hear this poem and get this meaning and it comes in our life, our whole life's object and maqsad will be fulfilled. اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. Let us make a full effort to please our Rabb. And this is also just logical. He who has created us, he who sustains us, he who gives us every ni'mat that we have got, every moment of our life, every department of our life is fully given by Allah, in the control of Allah. To whom we are going to return, he is really the one that we should please. And that we should make our object of life. That we should define our object of life, that why am I living? To please Allah Ta'ala. That is why I'm here in this world. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. Allah have created us solely for one purpose, that we make His ibadat, which means here that we recognize Him. When recognizing Allah, it's just natural. It's impossible that a person doesn't fall in love with Allah Ta'ala headlong. Head over heels he falls in love with Allah. And with who you love like that, you are al-muhib liman yuhibbu muti'un. Then you want to please your Rabb, you want to please him who you love. Then you will just do all the amal which please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So it starts with the ma'rifat of Allah, then the muhabbat of Allah, then the obedience of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala comes, and this comes naturally, and it comes with great shock and desire. Then ibadat is not a duty, it's not a burden, it's not that some duty that we just have to fulfill, but a person looks forward to it. and he fulfills it with great enjoyment and pleasure, which Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that enjoyment of deen will come when we enjoy our namaz, our ibadat, as we enjoy our food. How a person looks forward to food, how he sits down and he enjoys that food, relishes it. When the day comes and we look forward to ibadat and we enjoy zikr, we enjoy dua, we enjoy namaz like that, that is the time we'll get the enjoyment of deen. And to recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala himself has said, Ar-Rahmanu fas'al bihi khabira. You want to know who is Rahman, you want to recognize him, ask those who know Allah ta'ala. Which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum has put in very beautiful poetical form, unse milne ki yahi ek raah hai, unke milne walo se raah paida karo. The way to meet Allah is make connection with those who are connected with Allah. And then you will also get connected to Allah ta'ala. Which Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali explains that inna Allah yanduru ila qulubil arifin. Allah looks at the hearts of the arifin, the lovers of Allah, those who have recognized Allah, who have found the love of Allah ta'ala. And these people, Allah, in a hadith Qudsi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعَدَنٌ. For everything there is a mine. Like we have a coal mine that is different, gold mine is different, diamond mine is different. For everything there is a mine. وَمَعَدُنُ التَّقْوَى. And the mine of taqwa, that nobody talks about. We talk about a gold mine, we talk about a diamond mine, but the mine of taqwa, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about qulub al-arifin, are the hearts of the recognizers of Allah. So if we, inna Allah yanzuru ila qulub al-arifin, Allah continuously looks at the hearts of his beloved ones. And then whoever's love he finds in that heart, Allah makes love to that person directly. And that is one of the easiest ways to find the love of Allah. Because Allah we don't see, and like that, at the beginning we don't know Allah's nature, mizaj, temperaments, the sunnatullah. So the men of Allah are very easy to find them. And to stay with them is also very easy going. A true wali of Allah, a true friend of Allah, any person can stay very easily with them. They are so accessible, they are so humble, the true walis of Allah. It's not difficult to access them and not difficult to make contact and stay with them. And all our buzurgs who I have met with, and Allah's lot of fazal, lot of our akabirin, Allah gave me the tawfiq to be with them, whoever they were very easily accessible. And they were, and it was very comfortable to be with them. You don't feel out of, you can be the worst sinner also, they got place for you also. Eh? Whoever you are, they've got place for you. So the minute you just make contact with them, and you can make a place in their heart, gain their love, in a small remote corner of their heart, you will get Allah's love. Then Allah is going to make love to you directly, and whom Allah loves, Allah guides that person towards Allah, and Allah opens that person's heart also. From Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, which if we get so far we'll read in the kitab, he took out a very beautiful point from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا عِزَّةِ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. That when the kings enter a country, they conquer the country, then all those people who are their opposition, whoever that previous government were, and it's a possibility they'll throw over this new government, the first thing they do is arrest those people, put them in jail. So they can't make their groups and their parties and can't fight against us, cause a civil war. They jail them up. So the minute Allah comes in the heart, Allah also arrests all those, his opposition. And who has Allah's opposition? Pride, jealousy, anger, looking at other women, all these gunas, Allah arrests them and not only puts them in the jail and throws the key in the sea, they are completely destroyed. That heart becomes clean, Allah purifies it. And there are various ways to get Allah in the heart. which our Shaykh, we heard many times, that Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi explained, that one way to find Allah is to make our islah, and that is that I see I've got pride, take out pride from my life. I see I'm weak in Fajr namaz, for example. I take that weakness out, I become regular, one. But these are such, especially like nowadays with good rains, you take out the weeds, and when you get, your back is sore, you were digging. When you stand up now to take a little rest, you look at the back, you see the weeds have grown again. The rain, there are so much, it has grown again. Today's the rains of the evil temptations. You took out one guna, pride. You look at the back, another 10 gunas came back again. You take out, you take one step forward, you're falling back 2 steps. So this is very easy. So Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah Ali says, easy way is that just put a match to that field. You don't take out one. You just put a match to that field, all those things will burn out. Snakes were that way in those grasses and in that bushes, they're also going to run away. Big rodents and rats and moles and other things, they're all going to run away. Your field will become clean. And when you do that, you burn it. That which has burned will become fertilizer for the ground now. Now more better things are going to grow. Now plant your things what you want to plant. So what match we have to put? First put the match of the love of Allah Ta'ala. The minute you put the match of the love of Allah in the heart, Allah, all those things will burn out, all that, and Allah's love will come. And the match of and ye this fire, ye khana lagai nahi lagti nahi lagai jati hai. You don't have to light it; it will light itself. Or ek ye this noor and this fire, the houses which cluster houses, ye khana ba khana, from house to house that fire spreads. And this sina basina, from heart to heart. Just attach your heart to that person who has the love of Allah, and that fire is going to just like when there are cluster houses and a fire, it spreads, all that houses start burning. The minute you have attached your heart to the heart of a wali of Allah Ta'ala, that fire has to spread. It's going to spread and it's going to get you, and then you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. So those are the ways. And the love of Allah, as we explained in the beginning, that is the prime object. And Hazrat explains here, jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, in whose heart there isn't, O Allah, O person, in whose heart there isn't the love of Allah Ta'ala. And here also interesting that all Sufis refer to the love of Allah as dard o gham. One time Hazrat explained that this isn't the pain of a heart attack, that people will get frightened to the love of Allah, now you're going to get heart attack. And if you're not going to get angina, then you haven't got the love of Allah. No, it's not that pain. What is this pain? That love is painful. Love is not, and that pain is enjoyable. You love your baby, a mother, how it loves its baby, whole night the mother sleeps, does not sleep looking. Baby gets up 5-6 times, wants milk now and then. The baby wants, the baby has messed, you have to change the napkin now, made a big mess. Now the mother has to go to the, take the child to the bathroom, clean the child. But no mother will complain about that. What love Allah has put in the mother for the child, the mother does it with great enjoyment. So like that, this love of Allah, the Allah has made a test for us. Allah put zuyyana linnas hubbu shahawat. Allah is beautified, made enjoyable for us, lust of shahawat, hubbu shahawat minan nisa, of woman. Allah put that lust in us. Wal baneen, children, wal qanatir minan dhahabi wal fidda, huge amounts. We want big bank balances, we want big investments. All those things Allah has put it in there. So Allah is testing us that will you give up those things. And if you do them within the limits of Shariat and the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has put this test for us. And now when a person, he sees a beautiful woman, his heart will incline. Allah put it. The test is that you don't look now. The love of Allah, so it's painful. You have to pain your heart. Allah has put that desire. And there's a desire also is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. On the one hand, if there was no desire, nobody would get married also. nobody would have children, then how would the world carry on? But that there must be a limit to it. You mustn't go over the limit. And also this desire that to look at other women, if there wasn't that, nobody would have become a wali of Allah. Because if there's no test, you don't pass. How are you going to get promotion? You have to pass the test and then you get promotion. So Allah put this test, and when you pass them, you get promotion. If you fail, you fail. You perhaps stay in the same class, you go lower down. You get demoted also. Sometimes forget promotion, you get demoted also. So sometimes if you don't pass the test, you can get demoted also. So, but if you pass, you get promotion. And you just carry on. Soon you're going to finish your takhti, your supara, your hibs, your qirat, your alim course, mufti course, everything you'll complete, you'll be going up all the time. So just pass all the time. So if there wasn't the test, how would we go up? How would we pass? So these tests are there. So Allah has put this test for us, and Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq also. Every person has got himmat and tawfiq. It's up to him to use it. If he doesn't use it, it's his own problem. But Allah has given everyone that he can. Otherwise, na'uzu billah, it would be unfair of Allah. Allah will be a zalim. That Allah Ta'ala told us to stay away from guna, and he didn't give us the capability, the capacity to stay away from guna. Allah told that you must slow down your car, you must brake your car, put brakes on. But Allah didn't give you a brake. Then Allah will be a zalim. Allah gave us the brakes. We have got it. If we don't use it, it's our problem. But Allah has given it to us, and it is for us to use it. If you use it, then look around. No problem at the moment. Look around everywhere. But the minute a woman appears, immediately now, put your brakes on. Immediately slow down now. Now don't speed. You can speed all the time when it's safe for you. But the minute there is danger, there is a traffic hazard that looks like there is a traffic jam in front, cars are slowing down, then immediately slow down. You have to put sharp brakes also, so that you can go through safely. So like that, going through life, temptations will be there. And whenever these things come, then slow down, brake. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, kana waqafan inda kitabillah. The minute Allah's laws came, they put very sharp brakes. Immediately they stopped. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So Allah is called His love pain. Because it is, but this is such a pain that you get great enjoyment in there also. This pain is not painful, but it is enjoyment. When a mother does so much for her children, if a husband does for his wife, he enjoys it. She gave him a shopping list to go and buy. Then he goes from shop to shop. He can't find it. But finally, when he gets it, he feels happy. He doesn't complain that today I have to go 5 shops. I have to go and look for this where and where. He feels happy that what she wanted, I could bring for her. And especially, and this is when there is love. If there is no love, then it's a different story. When there is love, and she wants a personal thing for her, and you had to look for it, and you found it, you brought it, you gave it to her, even if she doesn't acknowledge it, forget saying thank you, but still you will feel very happy that you managed to get it. And so for Allah's sake, when there is love, to do everything for Allah, and to give up all these gunas, your nafs, desires, all to become a rich man, to have all luxuries, to live in comfort, to have woman, etc., the nafs, desires, all that, but for Allah's sake you gave it up. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says, to give up guna, don't give up guna and feel sorry that now because now I'm a Sufi, now I'm a Maulvi, I'm a Tablighi, I can't have all this enjoyment which other people are having, I have to have a very restricted life. No, enjoy that you have given up. And when reality comes, you'll never feel sorry that I'm not going to watch soccer and cricket, I'm not hearing commentary anymore, you'll be happy, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal. In what jahalat was I? Allah took me out from that. Allah, yes. You get up for tahajjud, you'll be even more happier. That, ya Allah, you giving me tawfiq of tahajjud. No TV in my house, no wrong things whatsoever. That is now when you got nisbat with Allah, that you will enjoy these things. Ho ke insaan nahi, janwar se wo kam. A person who hasn't got the love of Allah in his heart, that person looks like a human, but he's worse than an animal. أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل. These are like animals, they're worse than animals. A dog that gets a piece of bread from your door is loyal to your door, doesn't leave that door. We got what? Everything from Allah, much, much, billion times more than what we can imagine, than we can think, and what we know. Allah has given us billions and billions of times more than that. But how much are we loyal to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? If somebody deposits 1,000 rand in your account every day, and you don't even worry to find out who is it, to tell him jazakallah, you're not a human being. If somebody leaves a basket of fruit at your door every week, every day, and you don't even want to find out that who is this, let me at least just tell him jazakallah. You're just enjoying it and using it up. You're not a human being. Allah, what is a basket of fruit and what is a billion rand in the account every day? What hasn't Allah given us? But we hardly think that who gave me these ni'mats? Who gave me my existence, my eyes, my brains, my children, all the, who gave me my iman, my Islam? Who is it who gave us this masjid? Who made it comfortable for us that we are living comfortably? Just say wherever at the moment in Australia, East Australia, with those floods which have come right to the city of Brisbane now, where people least expected it, and they are just driving and they're seeing a 2 meter wave of water coming towards them. Then this way, it's coming that way. What's their condition? Allah has kept us with so much afiyat, but where do we make shukr? Where do we think of Allah Ta'ala? This is hardly a human being. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, to be a Muslim, a mu'min is easy. To be an insan is difficult. To be a human being is difficult. These are at least first be a human being. A human being, al-insanu abdul ihsan. Insan is the slave of ihsan, of the favors. Allah's favors so much, but we hardly in namaz we think of Allah. Forget thanking Him, forget making shukr. Really think to for ourselves. Who of us, when we wear our clothes, we make shukr to Allah, you gave us clothes to wear. That we can stretch our hands, bend our hands in order to wear our clothes. These are all what? Just the time, sometimes your hand is in a plaster and you can't get your clothes on you. You need help to get it on. Who is it that made it possible for us? We wear our shoes on our own, fasten the laces on our own. And sometimes if your back is sore, you can't bend. Then what a problem it is. What ni'mat, billions, but we don't think about it at all. So at least we become an insan first. And this is all what tasawwuf is about. Tasawwuf is nothing out of this world, and it is nothing that we have to give up our families, what work we are doing, whether we are teaching in a madrasa, we are doing business, we are in jamaat work, whatever it is, all the work must carry on, but just add this dimension. This one ingredient, this one dimension, just add it, and wallah, see, with this, all our deeni work, dunya's work, Allah will bring so much enjoyment. Relationship with the wife, our business, our meeting our friends, just get the love of Allah, a recognition of Allah, and we'll see everything in a different light. Just like a person whose eyes are weak, if he takes off his glasses, he can't, blurred everything up here. Minute he puts his glasses, mashallah, he feels so, how he can see. Like that, our eyes of our heart are blurred at the moment. Put on the glasses of Allah's ma'rifat and Allah Ta'ala's love, and then we'll see the world is different. Completely different. Immediately we'll see the world looks different to us. And we think a person who doesn't know his eyes are weak, he thinks this is normal. That how you are, how you feel, it's normal. A person whose hearing is gone down, he thinks it's normal. But the minute he puts a hearing aid and he can hear clearly, he sees the difference. What a difference he can make out. Like that, we think we are normal. We are seeing the world, we are seeing our masjids, our the Quran Sharif, but just we get the love of Allah, ma'rifat, that Quran Sharif will be different. The reading of the Quran Sharif, dua will be different. Everything will be different. Dosto, sun lo tum kuch meri dastan. Oh my friends, listen to my story. What I'm pleading and what I want the people to understand and come towards. Listen to it, give it some attention. Ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. After all, one day Hazrat says, we won't be here to tell you. While I'm here, appreciate it. How a father tells his children that, listen to me, one day I won't be here. Haji Bhai Padia, marhum, rahmatullahi, many times used to tell us, listen to this, one day I won't be here to tell you. The experience I've gained of this work of Dawat, etc., all, besides Dawat, many things Haji Bhai should tell us. Well, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with many things, how to deal with people, rich people, poor people, ulama, the woman folk, everything. And he should give this advisors. One day he won't be there, he's not there today. So when your person is there, take that, but learn it, finish while he's there. So Hazrat says, one day we won't be here. Kha ke tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil. If in your body, which is made of sand and water, if the love of Allah is not part here, if it's not an ingredient, if it's not in you, koi qeemat nahi, khaak hai sirf ham. Then we are just sand. We are just sand. We got no value. The minute the love of Allah comes, the sand and water of which the body is made, now it has got value. The minute the love of Allah Ta'ala comes in there, there are 10 people who are applying for a job. All of them are human beings. Same, they are made up, two eyes, two legs, two hands, brains, tongue, nose, everything. But that person who's got his qualifications, his CV is in order, he's going to get the others. Some of them, you won't even interview them. They present their papers, and you don't even have to interview them. The person, so those who have the love of Allah, they will be accepted by Allah. Yeah, your CV, you don't need all other qualifications. Yeah, you need the love of Allah. You don't even need to be an alim, to be a hafiz, to be the son of a alim, to be in a family of pious people, in a family of educated people religiously. No, you just have the love of Allah, you are accepted by Allah. No matter what your past history also might be, that also is not seen. But if you have presently the love of Allah, you are eligible. And not that you have to apply, you will be looked for. Allah will look for you and Allah Ta'ala will employ you. You just have to have this love of Allah. And that comes from the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. In both the worlds I've got no value, even in akhirah. What all my other things also, amal also, there will be sawab. We will get our jannat. But that's not also our true value. Ha agar aap ki ho nigahe karam. Only if you show your gaze of kindness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, nobody will enter Jannat by their amal, by their actions. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, not even you, O Nabi of Allah? He said, not even me. Illa an yataghammadani rabbi bi rahmati. Only if Allah enshrouds, envelopes me with his rahmat. So it's not our amal, nazr-e karam of Allah. And a sign of that is that Allah showers his love on that person, and that person will find the love of Allah in his heart. And that sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala is he will be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Al-muhib limay yuhibbu muti'un. It will be that he just naturally thinks of Allah. He won't have to be in namaz while he's walking, sitting and eating. Allah, you are watching me. Are you happy with me or not? I don't know. And automatically one beautiful dua of munajat-e maqbool, وَلَكَ الْعُدْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. اور آپ کو مناتے ہیں یہاں تک کہ آپ راضی ہو جاوے. We are pleading with you, be pleased with us, O Allah. We admit we not fit that you can be pleased with us. But out of your mercy, you be pleased. سَنْكْرُ كُتُو كَرِيْغَا جَنَّتِ ایک یہ نااہل بھی ان میں صحیح. Many, many thousands of people, O Allah, you're going to make jannatis. This one who is not fit, you are so kind, just push him also with. Let him also just go through with. So, O Allah, you be pleased. I'm not fit that you be pleased. Even in our namaz, we think that what is my namaz? O Allah, our Shaykh taught us that Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, rahmatullah alayh, after namaz should make this dua, which is very valuable. Ya Allah, maine meri jaisi namaz pari. Aap apne shaya nishan qabool farmaye. I made my namaz according to what I am. And you know what I am and what my namaz is. But how you are, how kind you are, according to your great benevolence, kindness, compassion, you accept. And what is Allah Ta'ala's benevolence and kindness? If we buy a box of tomatoes and one tomato got a mark, hail mark on it, reject the whole box, bring another box. Anything, one bag of oranges, one orange is a bit soft or something, another bag. But Allah Ta'ala, if the whole bag are totally rotten, one good orange, one good tamar, Allah accepts the whole box. Therefore in namaz, when we make namaz, if one person, and inshallah there will be one person whose namaz is accepted, by the barakat of that, Allah will accept all of us also. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind. So Allah, I made my namaz according to how I am. And you know me, I'm your passer. You know me. Huwa a'alamu bikum idh antum ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum. He knew you more better than what you know yourselves when you were still not even formed in the womb of your mother. When you were still a jinnah, you are not even made still. Allah knew you very well from the, what you're going to do your life, where you're going to live, what you are now. And at that time, huwa a'lamu bikum idh antum ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum fala tuzakku anfusakum. Don't go around saying I'm very pious and I'm very holy. Allah knows you. In that 5 months that you are living in your mother's womb, your food was the dirty blood, the menses of your mother. That is what you are. What are you so proud of? You are made of sand. Even Shaitan told khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min. You create him from sand. Sand is down on the ground. People spit on it. People kick the ground. The ground has got like no value. You are made of that. What are you boasting about? Huwa a'lamu bikum idh antum ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum fala tuzakku anfusakum huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. Allah knows who has got more taqwa. Don't you go and make a show of taqwa and piety, how you dressing up and how you talking and how you trying to impress people. Allah knows exactly everything. You see, really realize who you are. A person, the ma'rifat of Allah is to recognize yourself. Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba. A person who realizes that I am nothing, I'm down to earth. Oh Allah, you are so great, you are so big, your power, your qudrat, that person has found Allah Ta'ala. And a person who thinks the least, but I'm something, and I'm somebody, that person has fallen, he's got no value. Koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum, do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, haan agar aap ki ho nigaahe karam, sohbat ehle se dil se mila darde dil. And where does a first person find this? This is sunnatullah, the method of Allah. You find it, this love of Allah Ta'ala, from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has specified, Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira. You want taqwa, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, dood bilta hai dood walo se. Milk you get from the dairy, people who sell milk, kapra milta hai kapre walo se. Material you get from the fabric shop, mithai milti hai mithai walo se. Sweet meats you get from the sweet meat shop, the cafe, or everything from its source you get it. Allah milta hai, Allah walo se. If you want Allah, just stay with Allah wala. It's impossible that you don't get Allah Ta'ala. Whoever has stayed with buzurgs, with even a reasonable amount of sincerity and reasonable amount of obedience, they found Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made it such, that is the place of it, the market of it, the shop of it, where you get it. If you want to become an engineer, don't go to the optical division of the university. You want to become a doctor, don't go to the architect department. Go to you want Allah, go to that department where Allah Ta'ala is found. And it's impossible that you won't find Allah Ta'ala. In dunya Allah made it. A person who makes reasonable effort in his studies becomes successful. Who makes 100%? Reasonable effort in your business, you become successful. Reasonable effort in your marriage, you become successful in your marriage. Anything to find Allah, Allah Ta'ala, as one buzurg said, oh Allah, you have put your price very cheap, increase your price. You made it, we must give up this dunya and akhirat. Even Jannah don't make it your object. Make Allah your object. Though it's jais to make Jannah your object, you'll get sawab. But if you make Allah your object, that is the highest. So the price you have put, what you have asked of us to give to find you, very little you asked us. You are very valuable. How have you put such a low price? But Allah is such that He made Himself really very cheap. that just little effort, but also not so cheap that you don't pay any interest, you're not interested, and you still find Allah, that's also not the case. But reasonable effort, and you have to find Allah. Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who strive and make effort in that way, Allah won't destroy your efforts. Allah will give you. When Allah Ta'ala, a person, a non-Muslim, kafir, without iman, whatever good he does, Allah does not destroy that. Allah gives the rewards of it in this dunya. So for a mu'min, then how is it that for a kafir Allah does it, for a mu'min, how Allah will destroy? But just reasonable our efforts, continuity, sincerity, punctuality, and with desire, Allah Ta'ala will bless that person. And use the right method. Don't try and do it on your own. Use the Allah Wala, the right people. Do it in the right way. And then see, inshallah, what great success you will achieve. A person who wants to do things on his own. With my marhum father, I worked a lot on the car. The whole engine we used to strip and do everything. So I knew quite a bit. When I finished, then we were poor. The income, our salary was very small. So the clutch plate, it got, we had to replace it. So I thought I can do it on my own. Now where, how many years I didn't work and cars have changed so much. I tried and do it on my own. The other clutch plate also I messed up. And I caused other problem also. But I got a mechanic, he charged me, not so much, but he did a very good job. So use the right people. Don't try and do it what you can't do yourself. Get the right advice. Let the right people do it. So to reach Allah, and we want to do it, you can't change a clutch plate yourself. Where are you going to find Allah Ta'ala on your own? So go to the right people, let them guide you, and see how easily you will find Allah Ta'ala. You will have to pay a price. Don't be so stingy also and try and save all your money. Pay the little price, but then see what you will get. Those who try and be their own doctors, those who try and be all their own things, go to the right people, take their advice, pay them their fee, and see what results you'll get. But just be sure also, you are not conned. You're not going to bogus people. You are going to the right people, then see what benefit you will get. Sohbat ehle dil se mila darde dil, warna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Hazrat says, otherwise where should we have got this treasure? And today the people from around the world coming by Hazrat. Allahu Akbar. If normally khanqas, there are two majlis at the most. Otherwise there is one majlis a week in a khanqah. But otherwise at the most two majlis. Hazrat has got six majlis every day. And in every majlis, the whole khanqah is full. Karachi is a big commercial city. People are not sitting around free, without job. All are busy. But in spite of that, the khanqah is full for every majlis. What is this? And from where and where? And what the position of Hazrat? What dreams people have seen? What beautiful dreams? Who and who? Great, great ulama. People who are so much in jamaat work, who knew nothing about khanqah tasawwuf, they were guided to come by Hazrat. And they came and they had to come. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and convey my salams to Hazrat. And it's an amanat, you must go and convey it all in this way. So Allah Ta'ala, so all this, when Hazrat stayed and he sacrificed so much with great, great buzurgs, and with that sincerity, Allah, what Allah has blessed him with. Darde dil seekhna hai agar dosto. If you want to learn this love of Allah Ta'ala, oh my friends, saath mere raho, phir sikhayenge hum. Stay with me for some time, a reasonable period, at least 40 days, and then we will teach you. And then you will know the love of Allah Ta'ala. It has to be learned. So stay with the right people, and with the right intention, make your efforts, everything. Not like one friend of ours who had sugar problem, and then once his sugar went right out of control, he had to be hospitalized. And under personal supervision of the hospital staff, the nurses, the doctors, giving him insulin, controlling his food, his diet, everything. But his sugar defied all their theories. All they are doing, and his sugar is going up. They couldn't just understand. They were baffled, all their theories, until the nurse found chocolate wrappers under his pillow. So he's putting the blanket over and he's eating chocolates inside. So then it won't work. So if we also, we are staying in the khanqah, everything, but when we are on our own, with our cell phone, we are busy with somebody all the time, and other cell phone and TV in the heart, internet in the heart. The minute we go and lie down, now we've got internet throughout the world, and we are now busy with this woman, now we're busy with that woman, now we're doing this, now we're doing that. How are we going to get benefit? That we are taking medicine the whole day, but we are making but parezi also. It's not going to benefit a person. Stay away from those wrong things. And then see, even if you come in the khanqa, and you're in atikaf in Ramzan, and the last ashara, you are in a CIU, and not extra CIU, but ICU. In an extra ICU ward you are. You are getting all your attention, but you are doing but parezi when you are, you're not following the instructions. How are you going to get benefit? Just reasonably, you do it and see how don't you find Allah Ta'ala. Sari ardo sama aur shamso qamar dekh kar paage apne khaliq ko hum. When we saw the heavens and the earth, we saw the sun and the moon, all the great creation of Allah, how Allah is made. And beyond our solar system, what Allah has made. When we saw all this paage asad dekh kar, when we saw this paage khaliq ko hum, we found our Allah. Hazrat says, apne milne ka pata koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe, ey Rabbi jahan. Oh Allah, how to find you? My GPS, my road map, give me that. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan, show me some sign, give me some landmarks, give me some directions. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan, bata de mujhe, ey Rabbi jahan, show me, oh Allah, so I can find you. Wherever a person is, tries and go still further to find Allah, still further to find, and Allah Ta'ala is so near. Wafi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Why don't you look in yourself? The greatest sign of the existence, the greatest proof of the existence, the oneness, the qudrat, the power, the knowledge of Allah is you yourself, O insan. How Allah Ta'ala has made your eyes. If you, we're using the eyes, but hardly ever we thought how these eyes are functioning. What components in the eyes, how they are working, and free of charge Allah not only gave us, but gave us maintenance contract also. Allah looks after our eyes also whole life, and no payment. No car plan, or some you have to pay extra eye plan. Allah gave it to you free of charge. Allah gave us a nose right below your eye, which you can't see yourself. You see the whole world's noses, but you can't see your own nose. You can see it in a mirror, but you can't see your own nose. And in this nose, what filter Allah has fitted in. All the air, there's all the time germs, dust particles. Without this filter, we won't live. Our lungs, which are very delicate organs, they will get destroyed if these filters are not there. The hair Allah has put. And Allah made it that we must clean the filters regularly. If we make our wudu properly, then don't just put water in your nose, blow your nose. And it is mustahab, you take your fingers and you take out the dirt, your left hand. And you take out the dirt, clean your filters regularly. Allah has done that. Allah has fitted in an air conditioner which works your whole life also. If it's too hot and the air you're breathing is hot, it cools it down, makes it the right temperature. And if it's winter, very cold, and you're breathing cold air, which will be very harmful, you get bronchitis, you get a flu. Then this, if it works, you do your functioning, let it work properly, it warms the air. And then it put the warm air into your, for your lungs. And that oxygen has to do great work here. The blood, that is one drop of blood in one day in one human being, moves 100,000 kilometers. In this one body it's moving 100,000 kilometers in a day it's moving. As it moves continuously, it's doing its work, it's picking up all the dirt in the body, cholesterol, it's picking up this, it's picking up that, all that oxygen getting, and it's filled with carbon dioxide. Your car oil, regularly you have to change your car oil, because that oil becomes now old, it doesn't, it's no more serving the purpose. Your spark plugs, you have to change them regularly, otherwise they don't function properly. So this also, and then that same, it, Allah made the whole system in the body. That blood goes into one ventricle of the heart, pumps by a hundredth of a split second, that your valves are opening, closing, whether you're running a marathon, or whether you're fast asleep, whether you're under heavy pressure and tension, or whether you are relaxing peacefully. But your heart is working all the time. And those valves are opening, closing, opening, closing. The blood comes to the lungs. And here it's now the whole, what a purification system Allah has put. That all that carbon, the outside, all that filth is taken out, and new blood, new oxygen. Now that blood has become completely new. Your whole life that blood works for you all the time. And if you do get injured and some blood, how the body works, Allahu Akbar. What paramedics Allah has put in the body, what hospitals, what safety devices Allah has put, immediately they come and they start working to close that wound. On their own they work. What great system Allah Ta'ala has put. This is all you yourself, O insan. Don't you see Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is the oneness of Allah and the Qudrat of Allah, and Allah has worked this in that small little baby in the womb of the mother. And not one, two babies, about 250,000 a day are born. Every day 250,000 babies are going through the process in this machine of Allah Ta'ala. We see where cars are assembled, that whole big system, how they come to one place, how those people fit in this part, fit in that part. We get amazed with this, how a fax machine works, and that also insan made. What the brains Allah gave him, and the raw material, and much more than that, Allah directs people to this. Allah puts it in their minds, whether it is these roads or the aeroplanes or whatever it is all from Allah Ta'ala. Man is a mere pawn in here. Like many, the presidents of the countries, we say he's just a pawn, there are other people behind him, they direct him. He hasn't got any say of his own. Man is a total pawn, it is the work of Allah all the time. Like on a stage, if there are puppets, the strings are pulled by somebody else. We see they are doing the things, but the strings are pulled by somebody else. We are all just puppets. The strings are all pulled by Allah Ta'ala. No matter what invention of man, once the eyes are open, a person will see clearly it's the Qudrat of Allah. And it is Allah's work. And Allah is made so kind, Allah is, that Allah say, your name will come. You made the wireless, the radio. You made the telephone. You did this, you did that. Your name, Allah gives you credit for it. But it's only Allah who does it. A person who works and he got an account right and he balanced it. Oh, everyone praising him. You got this thing right. It's all from Allah Ta'ala. Nothing is from man himself. Everything is from... And the sooner and the more a person realizes it, Allah's more favors come on that person. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand, inshallah. Sari ardo sama or shams or kamar dekh kar paage apne khaliq ko hum. Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi. To find a heart, the recognition of Allah is just something else. Don't think it's just a person who finds love, mortal love of this dunya. He falls in love with a girl. He finds love, now he marries her, now he wants to marry her. His life is different. That person's whole system has changed now. A young boy who wants to get married and he found the right girl, and now he's so much interested in her, his whole life. When you find Allah, who is the creator of love, the place of love is the heart. Allah is the creator of that heart. Allah is the creator of love. When you find Allah, what haven't you found? Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi, saath rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. Though we are staying so long, but if we haven't made still the love of Allah our object. In the Khanqah in Karachi, many of Allah Hazrat's friends who are there, all the Murideen, they'll say, make dua for us, make dua, Allah me Allah wala bana, Allah ki muhabbat naseeb. At least we have make that our object first. We are staying so long, but we haven't still made the object to find the love of Allah. We are coming to majlis all the time, but we haven't still even made why we are coming. What is our purpose? We're living our whole life using all Allah's ni'mat, but we still haven't defined for what we want. What is our object? On your GPS, you haven't put your address in. You haven't put your town in where you want to go. There, what is it going to tell you? It just gives you all the where you are. It just tells you, you there. It just shows you your map. It's not directing you anywhere. We also just passing like zombies, going through life using Allah's great ni'mat of what? One grain of rice, one drop of water. What a ni'mat of Allah. How Allah has made us. We're using all this, but we're just passing through. Just like a person who is a drug addict, a person who, how he's passing his life. We also drugged and duped by this dunya, we haven't made an object in our life. First of all, define to find the pleasure of Allah. And Allah's pleasure, Allah's ma'rifah, Allah's muhabbat. That we work towards that, then we work towards the obedience of Allah, nisbat ma'Allah, ta'alluq ma'Allah, to find Allah, to have connection with Allah Ta'ala, then we get all this. Many people also with buzurgs, that they just want that bakshish, you must give us that dollar. It doesn't just come like that. A person has to make his effort from his side. He makes that effort, Allah Ta'ala will grant it to him. Sakhtiya shaykh ki hai fana ke liye. And when the shaykh is about, when we are doing our effort, and the shaykh sometimes shouts us, reprimands us, this is so that we get fana, annihilation. Nafs ko mitana. Khaja Azizul Hasan Madzub rahmatullahi alayhi told Maulana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi, main mitne ke liye aaya hoon, mita dijiye, main mitne hi ke liye aaya hoon. Until the nafs is living, you can't find Allah. Hey, until a seed, until it's a, it wants to remain a proper seed, hey, and you wants to, or it wants to be cooked and put on the table, that seed will have to go to the toilet. The people will eat it, but that same seed is prepared to go under the ground and destroy itself. Nobody sees it. You throw water, it becomes mud. It's finished. It will become a tree, and it will then serve so many more people. So when we want to remain what we are, and that I must, people must recognize me, people must praise me, and that, then you go to the toilet. But that person who annihilates himself, Haji Bhai Padia should say, do everybody's work and be Mr. Nobody. Do everything for everyone and don't take, and don't ask, credit comes, Allah shukar. But you don't work for credit. People must thank me, people must praise me, people must appreciate. If you have reached that stage and you teach like your children, you tell them, say Jazakallah. That's quite in order to teach them. Not that you want that Jazakallah, but to teach. So like that a ustad, a sheikh who tells his murids that praise me, thank me, so that they learn they have to praise, they have to thank. And that is really a sheikh that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Hazrat Umar was reading the Torah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the sahaba asked other sahaba that, oh Allah's Rasul, beautiful advisors in the kitabs of the past, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever inclines there won't get the full might, the full benefit. And today we don't get time, but Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah has written that a person, this is wahdat-e matlab, our contact only with our sheikh. Whatever I'm going to get, I'm going to get from my sheikh. All the others, my father is my father. My uncle is a great alim, that uncle is a great mufti, but what I'm going to get, I'm going to get from my father. And when a person, Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah has written, has become firm in this, and he's above all the things which are under here, now if he goes to other mashayikh's programs, there is no harm. But until you haven't got your firm nisbat with your sheikh, don't listen, don't read kitabs of other mashayikh, don't go to bayans of other sheikh, and when your nisbat has become strong, then no problem after that. That other love won't harm you now anymore. On that, Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah Ali says, a woman who prostitutes herself, looking at other men, connecting with this man, that what value will she have in her husband's eyes? That woman has got no value. He's connecting herself with any and every Tom, Dick and Harry. She's got no value. So a murid who connects himself with everyone else also doesn't have value then. But when you do become now firm, that woman, her husband's love has become firm. Now if she talks about anything, now she's not talking with lust and with desire. She talks about this man or that man, but not any inclination, nothing. Then there is no harm when you have reached that stage. But till you haven't reached that stage, then if you don't, first make yourself strong with your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demanded it from his own sahaba, that with your Nabi, and where was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where can other Anbiya compare anywhere with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So when the sheikh is hard, and it's about hard on his murids, this is for fana. Fana is very, very important. The start of the tasawwuf, where you can find Allah, until you, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains that in the hadith, that a person who reads 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, his face will shine like the 14th full moon. That explains this in this way also, the 14th full moon, when it is the first of the moon. When you just see that crescent and with great difficulty you can sight it, not easy to sight it. At that time, between the moon and the sun, the earth is fully in the way. So the sun, the light of the moon is fully. Nurul Qamar Mustafidun min Nuri Shams. The light of the moon is not its own light. The moon hasn't got light. It is the sun's light that shines on it that it gets light. So the first night, the earth is fully in that path of the light of the sun. So it doesn't fall onto the moon. Just that little bit that comes, you can see that. But then as the nights pass, the earth moves away. And more light comes on the sun. By the 14th night, the earth has fully moved away. And now the light of sun has come fully here. Exactly like that. This fana is like that. As long as your nafs is in the way of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah's karam, Allah's kindness, as long as your nafs is in the way, you get no light from Allah Ta'ala. Finish your nafs, take it out. When your nafs is finished and out, then Allah's full light falls on your ruh now. Then you get the full benefit. So this is that fanayat must come, annihilation of the nafs, and to such an extent that you don't even realize that you have annihilated yourself. A person who is sleeping, and he's sleeping in such a way that he knows what's happening, that you can hear now, the wife has come in the room, she's doing this, she's doing that, that you don't call sleep. But sleep is that you don't know anything, you are oblivious. So you have to, your humbleness, your fanayat must come, that you don't even know that I'm fana. If you know I'm fana, then you're still awake, you still got nafs. When you reach that stage, that now I don't even know, that you don't expect anyone to give you izzat, you don't feel offended, nothing. And you came in a gathering, nobody noticed you, nobody asked you, and you don't feel anything. Now you have reached fanayat. But till you are conscious of it, that person who says, I'm sleeping, but he knows what's happening, he's not sleeping, he's still awake. He's semi-awake, he's half-awake, or he's like-awake, or whatever, but he's not sleeping. Just like that, nafs, we have to annihilate it, that we don't even know that I've annihilated it. Not that I say that I'm very humble, or I think in my mind that you don't even know, you don't even think that I'm humble. That stage, that is fanayat. Sakhtiya shaykh ki hai fana ke liye mat samaj usko hargiz sitam. Don't think that your shaykh is against you, that your shaykh is shouting me for nothing. Even if you didn't do something and the shaykh shouts you, he knows why he's shouting you also. That you are going to be doing something, or you still got, but this time you didn't do anything wrong, but he's shouting you, accept it, hola, and accept it that this is, and when he shouts you in front of other people, don't feel offended. Some people we feel offended. Why Sheikh doesn't tell me to make bayan? Why Sheikh is shouting me? Why Sheikh is not doing this? No, when you feel this, you still know where. When it's completely Sheikh what he does, and the Sheikh, if there is sincerity in him, in the murid, Allah is guiding them. And everything happens from the will of Allah Ta'ala. So if the Shaykh, today very seldom, today one time, Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, Damat Barakatuh, in my house, I had invited them, and he told somebody very lightly, no shouting or anything. But then he asked, you didn't feel bad about it. I hope you didn't feel, today time is like that. We saw plastic and not even plastic models now. That very quickly a person runs away. He becomes angry, he becomes upset. The little benefit he could get, that also he loses. So even mashayikh nowadays, they tolerate a lot. They don't say anything. In the days of the past, it was not like that. For small, small matters, they would pick the murid up. And then the benefit really comes. But that is also like our shaykh, one time, by Idris Haturani's place. It was the last night Hadrat was here and he was going the next day. So Hadrat had reprimanded Mirsab severely. So I told Mirsab afterwards that Hadrat tells you, but we understand actually our mistakes. But he know that we'll get offended. We can't tolerate it. So he takes it out. So he said, Samajne wale ke liye sab hai. Those who understand will get the full benefit. That though Hadrat Mirsab, Allah, Hadrat knows his mizaj. He won't, Hadrat ask him to stand up in a majlis, say, I'm a donkey, I'm stupid, I did this, that mistake somebody else did. But Hadrat tells him so that we can take a lesson. So today's mashayikh have to be very, very careful also. Akhtar be nawa ki sadai suno. Listen to this pleas of Hadrat. Hadrat says that I'm pleading, listen to my pleas. Even if I'm a nothing be nawa, but listen to what apne malik ko razi kare khub hum. Let us determine fix our destination, my object in life, to please Allah. That is my object, to please Allah. And whichever way, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was the principal, the founder of the Jalalabad, he used to say that if people don't send their children to the madrasa, people don't give donation, we got no problem. We lock the doors and we make zikr. We have to please Allah. While we can please Allah with running the madrasa, we run the madrasa. And if that is, gets closed for whatever reason, still we have to please Allah. And there are 1001 ways to please Allah. Don't confine it to any particular way. Object must be to please Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.